Hi, this is Paul Marks, host and producer of Multifamily Matters. Today we're going to air the best of Multifamily Matters. It's a very educational and informative episode, so listen and enjoy the best of Multifamily Matters.
Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who is an expert on today's topic. And today we are discussing the topic of artificial intelligence, a seamless experience. Joining me by phone today is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and influencer, Mike Brewer, Executive Vice President with Radco Residential. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for joining us. You've been on the show before, and we always like to have return guests that have great topics to talk about, and I think this is certainly a timely topic. I read about this a lot in the multifamily industry, the online periodicals we have, as well as when I go to conferences, there's always two or three different sessions on this type of topic or items that surround it. And of course, I'm speaking of artificial intelligence. You threw in there a seamless experience, and I wanna talk about that. This artificial intelligence is obviously here to some extent, and they're predicting more and more, and I think as technology, as we've seen with technology, for instance, with cell phones, where it came from to where it is today, obviously there's upgrades and changes and revisions to it. So we're certainly not at the end of what artificial intelligence can do to the multifamily industry. Let's talk a little bit about where we are today, and then I want to talk about how it affects team members.
Yeah, definitely. And I think sort of maybe to set a high-level context, I think Amazon is probably the best example or the example that would ring true in most people's minds. And if you think about going to Amazon and buying something, Amazon has this one-click buying feature, or in my head it's really a swipe as opposed to a click, but you can swipe. And then, you know, a day later, or sometimes in some cities it's the day of, something arrives at your door, right? And so there's this... Mm-hmm. But there's all this stuff that goes on behind the scenes, stuff that you don't see as a consumer. And so when I say seamless, or you might call it frictionless, there's this sense that us as consumers today can just get things with sort of the snap of a finger without thinking about all the infrastructure and things that go on behind the scenes. So when I think about artificial intelligence, it really is that underpinning of that one swipe or one click buying opportunity that Amazon is really given cause for us consumers to expect now from a business.
Yeah, and that's certainly a great analogy.
Yeah, I think it's part of a bigger sort of consumer behavior sort of shifting trend that's happening not only with Amazon but with Apple or Google or Airbnb or Uber, et cetera. You can have these experiences that aren't really hard to get from a consumer's perspective, but are a lot of work on the back end. But the consumer today is really expecting that type of experience with any business that they do business with. So you have to, if you're not doing it or thinking about it today as a multifamily operator, you certainly need to get it on your list of things to do quickly.
Yeah. And so how does AI or artificial intelligence interact or connect to team members? When and of course, when we're talking about team members, we're talking about employees, members of the team for management companies or owners and so forth.
Yeah, and I certainly want to maybe put a little asterisk on the conversation that we'll have today, because I think some of these things that I'll be talking about are aspirational in nature. And it doesn't mean that the technology isn't in place to make this happen today, but what I don't think is truly in place today is the connecting of all these dots. So mm-hmm. I don't want to imply that Radco Residential, the company I work for, is doing all of these things, but we are certainly looking at all these things because we see all those dots out there, and we are doing our best to try to connect them. So from a team member perspective, we're actually looking at recruiting software right now where artificial intelligence can look at big data pools in this case being the people that would want to come to work for us, whether it be in the leasing capacity, assistance capacity, property managers, whatever position that we've listed out there. We've taken the time to put really well-defined skills in those job descriptions so that artificial intelligence can go out and take a look at those skill sets and then marry them up to the labor pool and make that process much more efficient in nature. So where in the past we had, let's say you had 100 applications for a particular position or a particular set of positions in your organization, it would take literally hundreds of man hours to farm through those to pick out the candidates that were actually good for that position. With artificial intelligence, that can happen in literally seconds, right? So the bigger your organization is, you can imagine if you've got thousands of people applying for positions, now artificial intelligence can narrow that labor pool to maybe 3 or 4 candidates or 10 or 12 candidates in the matter of seconds. So you're spending your time much more efficiently now than you were in the past.
Yeah, and I guess one of the questions I've got is about that is, you know, when I've had guests on the show and we're talking about how to find good team members, a lot of people, you know, refer to the hospitality industry and say whether it's you go to a hotel and you have a great experience with somebody at the front desk, well, then you approach them and say, hey, how would you like to work in multifamily? Or if they go to a restaurant and they have a server who's doing a great job and is going above and beyond, they'll give them a card, you know, come talk to us about coming to work for us. So when you're talking about recruiting from using artificial intelligence, they would be looking at a pool of workers in all facets of where they're currently working, for instance, in the hospitality field or in other fields, not just necessarily recruiting people who are already in multifamily.
That's right. I think there are two key pieces to that statement that you just made. Because we are identifying the skill set, and skill sets apply cross industry, right? It's not just germane to multifamily. So cross industry skill sets that would be germane to multifamily, and the fact that artificial intelligence can climb through those things at a rapid pace, yeah, it opens up a broader labor pool. The other thing I think is important as you think through a process like this is that for the longest time, I mean, dating back 15, 20 years, we were all taught to do interviewing from a behavioral standpoint, right? Behavioral-based interviewing, I think, is what we've all been taught to do. But I think that's shifting now into more of a motivational-based interviewing technique, which is more applicable to the social spaces out in the world. So the blend of behavioral-based plus motivational-based, and then in combination with artificial intelligence sourcing on the first side, is going to really open up the labor pool and really help you pick the best of the best when you're sourcing for positions.
Can you give our listeners an example of the difference between behavior and motivational?
Yeah, I think in the past you've in behavioral based, you're describing a situation, right, where you might ask, what would you do in this particular scenario? And then you would get the behavior, you would tease out the behavior that somebody might, demonstrate in your environment based off of that, scenario, so
right.
To speak. In motivational-based interviewing, you're actually trying to tease out what is beneath that decision for that behavior to be demonstrated in your multifamily space. So what really motivates you intrinsically as a human being, and what underpins that kind of behavior that you're actually demonstrating when you're trying to sell, or when you're trying to serve a customer, or when you're trying and you might be in an emotionally loaded situation. What is going to come out of you in that emotionally loaded situation? Because through motivational interviewing, you can tease out that underlying value, so to speak.
Okay, we got a couple of minutes left in this segment, but I know that we discussed prior to the show how the artificial intelligence can help with onboarding of team members, as well as learning and developing, which I think we're talking about training there.
Yeah, that's right. I think just Reader's Digest version on the onboarding topic, I think in the past, onboarding has been handled largely with human beings reaching out, making tons of telephone calls, following up to make sure you did your drug test or your background test, et cetera, et cetera. In the future, they actually have these virtual assistants or bots, and there is a real difference that I think we're going to talk about later, but you have bots or virtual assistants that actually walk team members through the onboarding process, making that much more efficient in nature. And I think where artificial intelligence gives over to learning and development, I'm a big believer in this kind of work is the learning and learning is the work, and that's really going to redefine the way we do training and development in the future, in that artificial intelligence, if I've got a, let's say, a service worker who's working on a piece of HVAC equipment standing in front of the machine and he doesn't know how to work on it, there's real-time delivery of education in the way of videos and or audio that would help somebody troubleshoot, discern what the issue is, and then actually walk them through fixing that particular piece of machinery. So instead of calling out to your maintenance supervisor or another resource, you can actually be guided through the fix process by artificial intelligence delivered to a device of your choice.
Yeah, I do that all the time on YouTube, using YouTube.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's exactly what that is, and sort of in a more formalized process for your internal learning and development.
Yeah, I got to add, not as successfully as I'd like to have it happen when I use YouTube.
I have two left hands.
We're going to take a break. We're going to be back after these brief messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen & Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic, Artificial Intelligence, a Seamless Experience. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is longtime multifamily industry veteran and influencer, Mike Brewer, Executive Vice President with Radco Residential. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, you can certainly go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. Mike, we're talking about artificial intelligence, a seamless experience, and in the first segment you said maybe a different way of looking at it is frictionless experience. How does that apply to residents? You've referred to it in our conversations as customers, but the residents of a multifamily property, how is artificial intelligence going to be used in that area?
Yeah, and I maybe just as a quick sort of asterisk here, I'm a team member first guy, right? I believe the business was set in place to serve the people that serve it. And if you do that really well, if you serve all of your internal team members very, very well, then business happens by default. And so sort of that seamless, frictionless experience for the consumer is predicated on the fact that you've done a really good job of serving your team members. The way it impacts consumers on a go forward, in my mind, and if we start on the topic of marketing, I believe we're right on the precipice of marketing being all of, let's say, ad copy for anything that you put out on the internet, or dare I say, if you're still using some sort of print media, you can actually have that stuff generated, even authored, meaning the ad copy you actually put on your website is authored by artificial intelligence, so that the intelligence can go out and pick the keywords that will be germane to your SEO or your SEM and put those things online, whether it be through blog posts or be it on your web pages, or again, if you do something print media, you can have that authored by artificial intelligence and then put into print form that you can hand out, be it flyers or slicks or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the artificial intelligence is designed, or it's actually developed so much now that it can actually do that stuff for you automatically, freeing up tons of internal time for your team members. I think that gives way to the second thing, which would be lead nurturing. I believe we live in a day right now where artificial intelligence can actually go out and introduce itself into conversations on Twitter, on Snapchat, on Facebook, so on and so forth, in a way that is non-invasive, meaning you're not just promoting all of your apartments that you have ready for sale, so to speak. But it can actually introduce itself into conversations where somebody might say, hey, I'm looking for an apartment in Seattle this weekend. Well, artificial intelligence can insert itself in that conversation and actually, I call it harvesting. That's probably a terrible way to put that. But you harvest that consumer into the top side of your funnel, and then it can actually nurture that person through the funnel to a point where a call to action is placed and a next level of engagement takes place. So very sophisticated stuff on marketing and lead nurturing that's right on the horizon. And once we connect those dots, we can put in place.
Yeah, and are there, I guess, those types of programs or is that ability available today to multifamily with certain third-party sources, or is that something that is just in the testing stages?
So I won't go so far as to say that it's not available in the multifamily space today. I do my God's honest best to stay on top of all of the technology that's making its way into multifamily, but I'm shocked every single day I wake up and I look at my feeds and there's something new that has come along. So I don't know the answer to your question as it relates to multifamily. I do know, more broadly speaking, there are companies out there that are serving big Fortune 500s, Fortune 100s that actually have this stuff in place and are making it happen. And so we're interested in it because of a broader industry. Mm-hmm. But my imagination tells me that somebody's in a garage somewhere working on that for the multifamily space if they haven't yet introduced it.
How about with leasing? How is artificial intelligence affecting, or how will it affect leasing?
Yeah, so this is really interesting, and this is something that we have deployed at Radke Residential. It's amazing. We've worked with a company called Dynasty.com, and they've developed a product called Lisa. Now, Dynasty is sold out. That's probably a terrible way to put that, but they've been acquired by AppFolio. But Lisa is our first digital employee, so Lisa's available 24/7, 365. She never calls in sick. She never goes on vacation. She answers every single one of the telephone calls that comes into every single property across our entire portfolio. And then she immediately triages. So if it's a call unrelated to sales, it goes through to our office. If it's related to sales, she immediately takes that offline to a text message conversation because the chance to convert that person into an actual appointment is higher in that environment than it is over the telephone. And so we've been able to see like a 216% lift in our conversions to actual appointments from Lisa handling that front end process. So Lisa sets an appointment. She follows up with the consumer right up until roughly 15 minutes before that person walks in the front door, and then she hands off to a human being. And then on the back side of that, say 30 minutes removed from the time that person actually physically tours our community, she'll send an email, or sorry, a text message saying, hey, how'd it go? The yield from that, or the dialogue we get from that, we see in real-time narrative, so we can make operational changes near real-time if something is amiss in our operating process. So it's very cool technology that I think is really in its infancy, but it's going to be there. It's going to be a lot more robust in the coming 18 months, plus or minus.
Obviously, I'm sure our listeners are familiar with the traditional non-AI leasing techniques and how it's all unfolded over the years. Tell us, did you get any kind of pushback? Did you get any kind of, did you run across any obstacles with your existing team members as far as trying to put this Lisa program into place?
Well, we certainly had our fits and starts, but if I'm speaking generally, everybody loves Lisa. And what's amazing to me is they refer to Lisa as like another human being, not a piece of technology. So they talk about her just like she's someone else in the office. Mm-hmm. But I think the general sentiment is, hey, I've got somebody who is like an assistant to me who's handling every bit of my kind of pre-office visit follow-up, like procurement and follow-up of a consumer. And so the technology gave time back to our team members, and that in and of itself, I think, was the reason why they responded so positively. Now, our execution wasn't flawless, but
sure.
But once we got into it and we got a flow and everybody understood how it worked completely, I think the sentiment has only grown more positive over time.
That's interesting. I mean, I think that's that's certainly going to be something that we're going to have to keep our eye on is again, how we can help make everybody's job easier. I'm so happy that they were looking at it as an assistant and not necessarily a threat to their job security, which a lot of times when people think of artificial intelligence, they pick up on that. That's what they're concerned about. Let's talk a little bit about customer service. How is AI today and in the future? How do you see it affecting customer service?
Yeah, and I think this, near the end of this interview, I think we'll talk about the difference between virtual assistants and bots. But I think if we think about customer service and we think about bots and we think about frequently asked questions or FAQs, I think artificial intelligence now, if you're thinking path-based, and I'll define that in just a second when we get to the end here, but you can actually answer a lot of customers' inquiries through bots or text message conversations that humans are not involved in. So if you want to know when the fitness center is open or what is the next community event or when is the dog park available or any kind of update that is sort of frequently asked and easily answered, we can handle those conversations through bots 24/7, so you're not reliant upon, say, a call center and or a human being that will only answer the phone roughly 30% of the time in our industry.
Right, right.
You have access to information that is real time. And then I'd add real quickly, if you think about future state, you're going to see customer service in the way of Internet of Things. So when our mechanics, let's use HVAC equipment as an example. If our HVAC equipment, through the use of the Internet of Things and 5G technologies, kind of self-diagnoses, meaning your air conditioner knows by itself that it is about to break down, it can use an artificial intelligence network to actually call service for itself, and then artificial intelligence can let the consumer know that, hey, your HVAC equipment is about to break down. By the way, I have a technician that's going to come over and work on that at 2:30. Is that okay? Yes, good, okay. And then the technician comes over, and through the use of artificial intelligence that we talked about earlier, he can diagnose and fix the problem before it is a problem. And so the customer service experience is really off the charts at that point because they're not disrupted in any way, shape, or form.
Now, that example you gave, the first thing that comes to my mind is, obviously, for that to work, you've got to have the HVAC equipment that's able to self-diagnose, which... You know, there's thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of apartment units across the country that don't have that. So that would be, if that were to really become something in the future for that spread across the industry, there'd be a lot of retrofitting involved and so forth. Do you see something like that happening? I mean, in other words, someone's got to make that investment. So a lot of these owners that have these properties, maybe older and so forth, do you think that that's something that you're going to see them willing to do?
Yeah, I do. The short answer is yes. And there is a wonderful company based right there in Houston, Texas, where you are today, named Modally. And Modally is the kind of the parent company of the largest distribution network for HVAC equipment in the entire country, possibly the world. It's huge. The facility there is huge. Everything's big in Texas, right?
Right.
But they have... certainly the new product that is rolling off the assembly line today is embedded with this technology that will actually take advantage of 5G when it becomes mass market. But they'll also be working on those retrofit parts and pieces that'll go on your in-place machinery today. And I think because you'd be able to market it on a massive basis, the price point for that kind of technology, because really you're talking about sensors.
Right.
And the sensors are not all that expensive to put together, right? So it's just a matter of, in my head, getting the word out, seeing a proof case of that working at one or two operators, and then it'll be off to the races. So yes is the short answer, but there's a much more complicated set of things that'll fall into place, but it'll happen very soon in my head.
Great. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back after these brief messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of artificial intelligence, a seamless experience. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone today is longtime multifamily industry veteran and influencer, Mike Brewer, Executive Vice President of Radco Residential. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And Ted W. Allen and Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. Mike, when it comes to AI, and we've talked about with customers or residents, how about with the business partners? The strategy involved in that.
Yeah, so I think something that's very interesting is unfolding. I don't think just in the multifamily space, but I think in a broader set of industry, and that is bringing your business partners into your planning sessions and building your strategies for the future. Just by way of example, quick story. Last week on Thursday and Friday, or actually Wednesday and Thursday, we had a day and a half planning session, and we brought in three really cool industry partners. One is D2 Demand Solutions, which is a multifamily specific company. Claim to fame there is David Hoff, I think.
Right.
I always mess his name up, but anyway, LRO fame. Brought him in and his team to facilitate our planning process. Brought in 5Q, which is a technology company for infrastructure purposes and business applications purposes, and also now cybersecurity, and also brought in Mike Whaling from 30 Lines. Many of you in the industry probably recognize that name. But we brought those guys into our internal, you know, many times confidential planning sessions to actually dream about the future, the next 3 to 5 years for Radco Residential specifically, and really under the themes of innovation and technology. So we mapped our team member journey, we mapped our customer journey, we mapped our business partner journey, and we also mapped our investor's journey. And then as a team and with this outside influence in the room, we thought about how artificial intelligence and specific technologies would impact each one of those areas of our business. So I think the big thing in terms of strategy on a go-forward is doing business with cool partners. And what I mean by cool is so cool that you could actually invite them into the room and let them kind of see all of your confidential inner workings, also be open to taking a punch in the nose, because sometimes your inner workings aren't really all that great.
Right.
You get exposed, and you have to be willing to be exposed. But it really is about inviting those cool business partners into your planning strategies on a go-forward basis as it relates to AI and how it will impact your business.
Well, I know with D2, Donald and Don Beveridge have both been on our show a couple of times, and I think the last time they were on, they had a new white paper out to discuss the 20 for 20. It was a great show. These guys are at the top of the field as far as, you know, where their expertise is, and I'm sure a lot of companies, just like Radco, could learn a lot from inviting in folks like that. But you're right. You do have to be willing to kind of open yourself up. But the byproduct of that is you may get some great ideas from these guys, because they're working with a lot of people that are doing some things right as well.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, it's kind of that, you know, rising tide lifts all boats mentality, as opposed to being a closed ecosystem where you're not open to that kind of feedback and that kind of activity. I think I love our business. I'm absolutely passionate about it. I have been for 20 to 25 years. I write about it. I talk about it out in the broader public. And I think to the extent you can be open in the future and you can work with really cool people like Dom and Donald and Joanne is another person at D2, they're just tremendous resources, not only for things that are going on in the multifamily space, but the kind of the broader framework for the way that business gets done. And I think that'll be really paramount as you move through a landscape that is changing, I mean, literally at the speed of sound, right?
Right.
Or the speed of light, whatever you want to call it, you got to have business partners that are exposed to broader industry sets in order to keep yourself at pace with the changing industry.
Yeah, and just, I know D2, as you said, their claim to fame was in something that at the time was unheard of in the industry, which was you know, pricing strategies before. I'm not sure you were in the industry. You may be too young to remember how pricing was done before that, but it was it was kind of hit and miss.
That's right. That's really kind. I was actually around, but I appreciate it nonetheless. I'll tell you that. it was not. We literally used to sit down with our availability and market survey and kind of put our finger in the air or lick it and put it in the air. And that was kind of our guidance for pricing. And we didn't look at it on a per unit basis. It was more kind of like occupancy, right, driven way back in the day. So yeah, it's evolved, and those guys really were pioneers in that practice.
And if I'm not mistaken, it came from the hospitality industry, from the hotel industry, as far as where that all kind of started, and then it was kind of built into something that could be used in multifamily. But I may be wrong on that. That's what I remember in the back of my mind.
Yeah, I think hospitality and airline. It might have been
airline. There you go. That was airline. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but certainly hospitality was there before multifamily. So it might have been a combination of both that drove their thesis and then their ultimate business plan. But it's been hugely successful. We still use that. Or we use that product today and very pleased with it.
Yeah. As far as artificial intelligence and business and relationship with business partners, what about on the with procurement?
Yeah, this is super exciting to me, and I think, again, I'll give a shout out to Modaly down there in Houston. They have a point of procurement. So the best way I can describe this, by way of a story I'm literally going to make up, but I see this literally happening in the next 12 months, plus or minus. In fact, we have meetings set up with Modaly to kind of understand how this works. But if you can imagine for a second, like a notice to vacate gets put into whatever property operating system that you use. Once that notice to vacate goes into the system, let's just carve out carpet cleaning for a second. Notice to vacate goes in, artificial intelligence reaches out to the vendor to set a date for that carpet to be cleaned in that turnover, that make ready. And then vendor shows up and, by the way, with smart home technology, lets himself or herself into the unit, cleans the carpet, takes an evidence-based picture to confirm that that particular service has been completed, and then artificial intelligence behind the scenes, through that validation, triggers a payment to be made based on whatever terms you've set up or predefined for yourself, so be it 15 days payment or 30 days payment. But the transaction happens behind the scenes and sits in a queue until that payment is supposed to be released based on your business rules. But no human is involved in that transaction except for the guy or the gal who provides the service in the apartment. Mm-hmm. So that's just carpet cleaning. You can imagine any good or any service that needs to happen on your property being handled in the exact same way. So that's what I mean by point of procurement. And I'm very, very interested in that topic as opposed to point of sale, where you go to a store, you physically pick something up, you walk to a cash wrap, and then you go through a transaction, right? This point of procurement is that carves out all that human experience and just gets right to the point. Here's the service, here's the payment.
How far down the road do you think that is?
So that literally, that's why I get so excited about Modally in their business plan. They're already doing that.
Oh.
And if you can imagine, so there's some other very interesting things, not to get off on a tangent here, but they're already doing that. By the way, they're also kind of pooling labor out in the marketplace. So people that work on HVAC equipment, they don't hire people who, you know, as their own employees who work on HVAC equipment, but they rather curate a huge pool of people that do that. And those people go out using that transaction I just described, or that process that I just described. And by the way, those people get, you know, 5-star review, 4-star review, 3-star review, whatever, mm-hmm. based on the service, the customer's experience. They get stack ranked. And so the next time a service request comes in for an HVAC equipment, you know, fix, the guy at the top gets first right of refusal for every piece of business that comes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So artificial intelligence is all behind the scenes making that whole process happen. But, yeah, it's already out in the wild. To answer your question about multifamily, I'm working on it right now. Like, yeah. I want to see how that works. I want to partner with Modally in understanding the technology and then figure out how to deploy it in our space, because I see it as useful, very useful.
So if you've got a list of supplier partners that a property works with, for that to work, the supplier partner to some extent has to be on board and has to have the ability to accept those requests. You know, they have to have some degree of artificial intelligence on their side of the equation. Is that correct?
I think the answer to that question is yes. It's to be determined for me once I understand what's going on behind the scenes at Modally. I think that is a version. I also think there is a version where I, as a business, I, Radco, set all that infrastructure up on my side of the business, and I make it super easy for my business partners to come to do work for us. So we handle all the infrastructure. You just have to agree to be part of the system, and I give you the ability to take advantage of that. I think that's the way that will ultimately play out.
And I think, I guess, what needs to happen, or advice to supplier partners in all the different fields who work with multifamily, is you need to get on this ship before it leaves the harbor. Otherwise, you may be left out in the cold.
I believe that to be true, absolutely true. And it's happening at a pace that's just breakneck, and you got to jump in both feet and figure it out.
Great. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back after these short messages with our fourth and final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis.
Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rossa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rossa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rossa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rossafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of artificial intelligence, a seamless experience. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone today is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and influencer, Mike Brewer, who's executive vice president with Radco Residential. Mike, we've been talking about how artificial intelligence can interact and affect team members. We've talked about customers, which are residents. We've talked about business partners, which are supplier partners. And now we need to talk a little bit about investors. And I know you talked about artificial intelligence can affect investors with transparency. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I think, at Radco Residential, we certainly are very transparent with our investor set. It is our lifeblood of our ability to go out and acquire multifamily assets. But in terms of transparency, we're kind of stuck in the old model, but we're transitioning to a new model. The old model being we report sort of lagging indicators as it relates to how an investment is doing. So we have a set of analysts in our shop who sit down, they analyze data. Once actuals come in, say for the month of July, we analyze those actuals, then we put them together into PowerPoint presentations that have charts and graphs for the performance of the asset, and we send those out to our investor set. So let's go forward a little bit. We're looking at technology. Juniper Square is to cite the technology that we're looking at. Juniper Square would allow us the ability to make many of the stats that we share or the performance metrics that we share with investors more real time. So they're more leading in nature as opposed to lagging in nature. And it's amazing to us at times when we get on the phone with investors how informed they are in the broader industry set and what kind of ideas they have that might make our investment thesis even more robust than it is today. And so putting leading indicators in their hands as it relates to their investments, in our case, the value-add multifamily space, we're very excited about the ideas that they may present to us. Because they're 900 strong or 1,000 strong, right? And so they're in every industry that you can imagine across the country, and frankly worldwide. So using a technology like Juniper Square, creating dashboards that have leading indicators on them that we give to investors real time is kind of where we're headed with that, as opposed to providing them lagging indicators kind of after the fact information.
Yeah, and I think that's something that I don't know if there was an interest there for that prior to technology changing, in recent years or in the last 10 or 15 years. But I know that I've talked to a lot of people who say they've got investors that maybe the property's in Dallas, and they've got an investor who's in Rhode Island, and they're calling the management company to say, how come we got a bad review, from so and so? Because they're plugged in. They're plugged into the social media, and maybe they get a notification if there's a property that they're involved with that has something. So that the ability of them being plugged in. Do you think that's caused that interest for that more real time interaction?
I do. I think it goes right back to where we led this discussion, and that is that big companies like the Facebooks and the Googles and the Apples of the world and the Amazons of the world have really shifted consumer behavior, and certainly germane to the multifamily space when you have ratings and reviews or apartment ratings and reviews. Absolutely, that has impacted the way an investor looks at an investment that they're making. They want real-time information. I think for so many years, investors had been caught by surprise, right? Whether it be investors at Wall Street or certainly in the private investment field, you get caught by surprise, right? Your short's down, you got to put more capital into whatever you're investing in, but all this technology that sort of made its way into our field of vision has made it such that, hey, we're going to pay more attention because we can, right? And we can get real information because it's coming from a third-party trusted source. And it's certainly made our jobs as operators, let's say, I wouldn't say a little more difficult, but certainly we have to have a heightened sense of awareness that our investor set is out there paying attention to what we're doing.
Yeah, and how does with the artificial intelligence? We talked a little bit and mentioned it. We haven't really gotten to it yet, but bots versus virtual assistants. What's going on?
Yeah,
with that?
So I think this might have been better as a lead, but I mentioned it come at the end. But I think as a company starts to look at artificial intelligence being placed in their business, I think it's really important for everybody to be mindful of the fact that bots and virtual assistants are two very different things. And so many of us know bots today, meaning you bring up a website and in the lower right-hand corner there's this sort of robot person that pops up, or not a person, but a robot that pops up, and you can actually chat with that that technology to get answers that you want. But the way that's built, or a way to look at that, is it's rules-based, meaning you put all the data in there, you meaning the operator, you've put all your data in there. So if we're thinking about an apartment community, and we've worked with bots, we put our pool hours, we put our office hours, we put all of the information that we know, kind of static information, into a system. And then when that bot pops up for a consumer, when they start to engage with the bot just gives the answer that we've put into the system, right?
Right.
And that is a form of artificial intelligence. But what gets really exciting is virtual assistants, which are really built on a true artificial intelligence algorithm that learns by itself. So you put a little bit of data in there, or you put a huge data set in there, whether it's your data or it's data that's combined with another property management company, and then you run these scenarios, and the virtual assistant will actually learn all of that stuff itself, even down to the specific community that you're employing it on. So you don't have to really worry about teaching the system how to function with a consumer. It actually teaches itself how to function and interact with a consumer. So I just think it's a very important point to keep in mind when you're running down the path of putting artificial intelligence in place in your business, because there's a lot of marketing around artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. If you don't know the difference between the two, you might buy something that you thought was going to do something else.
And how do you, I mean, I want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about Radco, but just briefly, how would you recommend somebody, whether they're owner, operator, that wants to find out more about artificial intelligence? What are the first steps they should do?
I'll tell you the way it happened for me, and what got me really excited about it is Elliot Burris is the guy who designed Dynasty.com and ultimately the Lisa virtual employee. It's just taught every single one of those vendors that are in our space, and there are many of them, and I wish I could call them to mind right now, but there are vendors in the multifamily space now at conferences that are introducing products in our space. Go talk to those people and get them to get you excited about the applications for the future. The only way to get knowledge is talk to those people and then take a chance on actually trying to test something out in your communities. We just we took a shot on Elliott, we took a shot on that technology, and we put it out in the wild on six properties. And as soon as we started seeing the results, we were like, oh my goodness, this is the most incredible thing ever, right? I think you gotta get loosely educated with the consumers in our space, and then you just got to take a chance and jump in with something that makes sense. From, I think you start on the customer service side or the leasing and sales side before you start to dive in on the maintenance side of the business.
All right. Well, I know we could talk a lot more about this, but I want to give you the opportunity. I want to ask you the question I ask all our guests. How'd you get started in multifamily, and tell us a little bit about Radco and what you guys are doing now, just the market you're in and so forth.
Yeah, so I wish I could say I had a different story from everyone else, but I did fall into the business way back, and I played basketball at Texas Tech University, and as soon as I got out of college, I went to work as a leasing consultant in a community there, and then just cut my teeth, and then the rest is history. But I ended up at Radco Residential about 3 years ago. I came in as a senior vice president for their Texas and Oklahoma portfolio, and then over the last 3 years, actually have graduated now. I know you've been labeling me as the EVP of the organization. Actually, in a week, I'll be the COO of the organization.
Oh.
But it's really that's not to pat myself on the back. It's just really been head down, hard charging, getting myself educated, not being afraid to take risks, working for incredibly cool people. But Radco is a company that is entrepreneurial in nature. We're forward thinking. We intend to get tech heavy and tech forward in the industry. We've got roughly 16,000 apartment homes located in nine different states, from Indiana down to Texas, over to Florida, and then up through the Carolinas. And we're always looking for incredibly talented people that want to be a part of something that is bigger than self and very exciting and tech-heavy and tech-forward.
Okay. Well, Mike, I really appreciate you coming on today. I know we'll have you back again. You're always on the cutting edge of what's going on out there, and you also have a blog and things that you do. So tell someone how they can find that if they'd like to.
Yeah, so on Facebook, I have Apartment Hacker. If you just type Apartment Hacker one word into the search bar, that's, I do a daily video every single day, hopefully, or usually without fail. I also post those out onto LinkedIn, where you can find me at, I think, Mike Brewer or M Brewer, and then I have a Twitter handle that's M Brewer. Everywhere I am, it's usually M. Brewer. But that's my Facebook video blog is the mainstay for most of the content that I put out on the interwebs.
That's great. Well, we'll have you back soon. Thanks so much for coming today. I would like to let our listeners know that we'll be back every week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.